This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part one of our May 10th, 2009 Jimmy Doan Show.
Closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jimmy Doan Show.
Who, where, what? What are we? Are we on? Are we on? Okay, let's get started. Let's do something.
I've been gone for half an hour, Jimmy.
It's the Jimmy Doan Show.
It's the Jimmy Doan Show with Jack Roach Show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
As a superset.
Side and a side there.
That's right. That's good. Okay, well, it is Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, you mother. Okay.
May 10th.
Here on Mother's Day, of course, everybody, I'm sure, worships their mom, send them flowers, candy, whatever.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't done it by now,
send them a new vibrator.
Too late.
Oh, yeah. Something, yeah.
A vibrator, okay. Really? Is that the big?
That's for the mills.
Nice.
That's right. So Jack Rose is here. Hi, Jack.
Good to be here, Jimmy.
Okay. And Counselor Curtis, we have some legal questions.
Hey, what's happening, Jimmy?
I had some legal problems.
Legal problems, as always. That's right. And our mixmaster.
Hola.
Sigail!
To the mixmaster. Okay, this is good. Eric, the engineer, and Jimmy here on Mother's Day. Well, it's been a while since we were here. But
actually,
not much has changed.
2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Obama's still president, which is,
yeah,
you know,
talking about there was an epidemic, a pandemic,
the swine flu.
Right. And billions of people died.
Oh, my God. Well. And the CDC came out and said, oh, my God. Well, the thing I like the best, I got this article here. Here it is. Boston, a Washington, D.C. bound flight from Europe was diverted to Boston on Friday after a passenger on board complained of flu-like symptoms. Now, here's a plane with, you know, 300 people on it, you know, and they...
Achoo!
And we're putting it down! We're putting her down!
Well, I like it where the Arabs killed some, like, the Egyptian government.
The Egyptians, 300 million...
No, 300,000 pigs they culled.
Oh. Well,
I get mixed up with
billions and trillions.
I like
anymore.
How they changed the name halfway through the epidemic. They changed it from swine flu to H1N1.
Well, they needed to because it had nothing to do with the swine. People.
Somebody I saw where it's like half pig, half bird, and half human or something. The flu itself.
Right. Well, right. I mean,
awesome. But the point is, you can't get it from eating pig.
Right.
I mean, you can get a lot of things, but that ain't one of them.
Did you see where the pigs got that from the farmer?
I don't even want to know.
They had a case where like 25 pigs got it.
Yeah, I don't want to see that picture.
Yeah, that's something like.
Oh.
I don't need that. I'd love this. I don't know, but.
You got a pretty mouth, boy.
The real swine flu, of course, is in Washington where they're pigging out on everything.
I
love some of the the pandemic of spending.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's right.
It is interesting, though. I mean, in Mexico, like, they sealed the border for, you know, a minute or two. And schools let out all over the country. I mean, literally, honest to God, I thought to myself, it's better than a bomb threat. You just phone in a swine flu. You go into school and you cough. I'm out of here. Boom. Lock the school down. Kids don't want to go.
That's right.
But I love it. The woman was taken by ambulance to Massachusetts General Hospital out of abundance of caution. We contacted the CDC, who advised us to divert the flight to Boston, where the plane was met by paramedics who tended the customer. And I mean, it's just 245 passengers, 16 crew, and then it went on to. I mean, the point is, if she'd sneezed or something, it was like on the seats or somebody
people
else had it.
People dived to the sides
people
of the
are,
aircraft.
People are, you know, distended bellies hanging out, the whole deal. They flew to Washington anyway.
Absolutely. Against Joe Biden's better judgment.
Yeah, ride the subways. Boy, I tell you, they were pissed about that. Don't get on airplanes. Don't ride the subways.
That's right.
What I do. And suddenly, you know, the U.S. economy takes a hit like the World Trade Center just
That's right.
Hit.
Biden came out on, what is it, Good Morning America.
Right.
And said, you know, I wouldn't let my family ride the subways or take a plane ride or
Obama
or bus
said
or,
last night, that now, from now on, he's going to try to go off of the teleprompter, and Biden's supposed to try to go on the teleprompter.
Yeah, that's right.
Good idea.
Well, yeah, I'd love to see.
Well, for a while, there was that pandemic going around Washington. It was foot-in-mouth disease.
Yeah, well, there's...
Foot-in-mouth.
Yeah, that was a Biden specialty, though.
That's right.
You knew where the... What did they call it? The original... where it originally came from. You know, what do they call it? patient number one, or you know, when the CDC always tries to find out where it is, and they have a name for
the origin
number one, or whatever it is they try and figure it out.
It's in the name there.
It was Biden.
Well, and Tio Talkie wrote in, said he's readopting his name because he thinks it is the end of the world coming up now.
Yeah.
But he sent us a thing. The Massachusetts Senate, did you see that, unanimously passed a pandemic flu preparation bill?
I did see that.
And it was a 36-0 vote.
Oh, this was great.
And
yeah, this.
It, you know, basically it gives the it's there's about 9 pertinent points on here, but basically gives them total jurisdiction. They can do whatever they want. You know, free will, do whatever it takes if they decide that there's some kind of a pandemic outbreak.
Oh, well, you saw the movie Outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Had a very good scene in there where they're
the monkeys,
about to destroy the entire town.
Right. This is Dustin Hoffman. One of the best movies. That's really, and really that was Cuba Gooding and everything. That was really good movie. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you get a chance, that's,
Uba.
And that's what they would do. I mean, there's no question that's what they would do. Now, hopefully they wouldn't do it like just because there's a few people going to the hospital with swine flu. Because, I mean, tens of thousands of people die every year from regular flu. You know, okay, a mutated strain could be a problem. I mean, that is what everybody's kind of expecting. In high density areas. I mean, they were due for some kind of big kill off in terms of bacteria.
We're doomed.
The farmers are, you know, are definitely upset about the name of the swine flu again. That was
the little pun
hurt
was
their business.
Things will go bad when pigs flu.
Right.
Pigs flew. Okay. So anyway.
Stitch said people should just stop kissing pigs, and that would probably solve it.
Yeah, that's it. Well, no, but it was interesting to see this phenomenal reaction. And one of the things that is, of course, it's been known for, I don't know how long, people have talked about it in satire, the way the government takes control is to instill fear in people. I mean, that's what they do. They have a Peter Schiff on the Lou Rockwell site, which everybody should, you know, pull up once a day. Peter Schiff has written about how the government instigates fear in order to maintain control. And that's their major tool, is scare the poop out of you. Here locally, of course, they say they have a $12 million budget. They can't locate $12 million out of a $300 million budget because the property values have sunk by half.
Oops.
And so they're all panicking. So they've just told the citizens, no more fire protection and no more police protection and mobs. Mm. It'll look like Escape from New York, you know, with Plitkin.
Plitkin,
whatever.
So EE, when you were mentioning that Massachusetts bill, I thought you were talking about that other one that email came through. You see that one?
I don't know.
The people with disabilities.
Oh, that was
you saw this one.
Is this
in Massachusetts? A certain bill that they're trying to get through here.
This is the one where you can't photograph disabled.
That's right. It was for people over 60.
I love
it. And some people with disabilities incapable of consenting to erotic photography.
I mean, what is this? Some guy in a wheelchair jerking off or what? I mean,
No. I think they're protecting their rights. They have to protect them.
So in other words, if you're like a low, really low IQ, single digit IQ, you're not responsible. If somebody comes along, takes a picture of you like naked or something, that's now against the law.
Well, now it's,
even if that person
now
gives
it's
you,
not, now,
says it's okay.
Well, now there's not only child pornography. Apparently, there's elderly pornography.
Ooh, that's right.
So there's only
I can hang on to that one. There are
now
definitely some pictures that should not be taken.
Massachusetts apparently thinks there's a window now, which may not be a bad idea here. There's a window when you can take nude pictures of your body. It's from this age to this age, and that's it. That's what they're saying, I think.
This is just a stiffening up, if you will.
I was going to say, Counselor.
Stiffening up. Okay.
Counselor, what do you say on this? Is this going to go through?
I was just going to say, this is just another layer of protection, as you said. This is just another another tightening up of the laws here, just making stuff. They're just protecting the elder people here. Now this guy can run back and go, look, I did this for the senior citizens. I did it. I saved your senior citizens who were just previously just going to be raped. Now you can claim you were raped as a senior citizen.
Well, they're not saying that. I thought this was about photography in particular, wasn't it?
Well, this is proposed amendment to the state's child pornography law.
Right.
They're expanding
the child pornography law to include people that are over 60. I love that part. The child pornography law is expanded just ever so slightly.
You don't have to be a child.
Just very slightly. This is now the child pornography.
It's got a little bump in it.
We've got a little bump in it now. We're up to age 6, and now we're up to age 90.
Right. expansion
to child pornography.
Anybody
law.
Over 60. They're right. saying 60.
So, you know, this is like Jack said, if you're between 18 and 60, it's okay to get photographed naked.
But I love this part. But the beauty of it is the state, the way it works is if the person is incompetent, then they're not allowed to, like, give permission.
Well, that's
the state determines whether or not you're incompetent.
All right, we're getting a free winner. Bo? That was awesome.
I don't know.
Bo?
So this is great. Yeah, like you said, they're protecting us. They're protecting us.
You know, one of the old people that is interesting when you talk about a protection, it's, of course, now we have a protection racket with the police out there, bandits with a badge and everything. But it is interesting when you talk about, a lot of people say, well, we want the government to protect us from external forces, from marauding Russians, ICBMs, and invading Haitians or something, I don't know. Of course, what the government has decided to do is to protect us from ourselves. Well, once you've opened that door,
then
the sky's the limit. I mean, we are now going to determine that you are not able to protect yourself from yourself.
Well, we've already way turned that corner.
Oh,
Jimmy,
I know that. With cigarettes, way down with everything. Road, well, they're going to do they're raising the cigarette tax here in Florida to $1 a pack.
They've already done that. $1.
No, I think it's July 1st.
There's a group of people out there, you know who you are, that have decided that the rest of, that basically there's a group of other people in society who need to be fathered and mothered some more, you know, who need
from,
to be.
From literally.
No.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, literally until you're dead. I mean, can you imagine you're 55, 60, 70 years old, you've lived, and some whippersnapper, 39 years old, and the county commission decides you need to be protected from who knows what.
From you.
And then they got a law. And then if you don't bow down to protect yourself from yourself, they will send the sheriff out and shoot you.
For your own protection.
For your own protection. That's right. Well, I'm so happy that they're doing that.
And thank goodness.
And of course, they don't look at it that way. They look at it as for the good of society kind of thing.
Get an award. Instead.
No, they do give awards for that. That's right. They do. In fact, I was watching our channel, local channel 12 here while they were passing out the usual, what I call attendance rewards. These are the city for 12 years of valuable service to the city. And here's your little plaque, you know, and I'm thinking, well, okay, that was an attendance.
This guy actually showed up.
Yeah, exactly. Showed up. I mean, that's why you get the plaque. Think about it. I mean, I remember in the sixth grade, we used to get little gold stars for showing up, you know, more than, I mean, for half a year or something without an excused absence or something like that, or with only excused absences.
Man.
But and then you'd get a little star. But this is the new thing. That's what you got to give these guys because the job is so stultifying that they can't. You know, you get to hang this plaque on your wall. Oh God, I love it.
So what else is happening, Jimmy?
Well, okay, there's a lot of things. I did want to mention something, and I'm looking for it here, and maybe I'll find it during the break. There was a girl that wrote in, I'm pretty sure it was a girl from Thailand, I think. She sent it. I sent you all that letter a couple weeks ago, and she was asking.
Oh, I thought that was an advertisement.
No.
Not that letter.
No. No, it was not.
I got
She was a college student.
Something, a Thai massage, something like
no,
that.
No, come on.
Not that one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the other letter.
It was a
Please
Jimmy Doan
Please do not
fan.
Insult our listener.
Jimmy it was, at JimmyDoan.com.
It was a listener, Lisa.
Okay. Nice. And Lisa, anyway, Lisa has just gotten ready to vote. She's now can vote. Uh-huh. She's in college, I think, and she's a new listener. And she asked the question. She says it seemed to her that she just become a citizen. She had just signed in, you know, held her right hand up and become a U.S. citizen. And of course, my thinking was, and she said it doesn't seem to me there's much difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. And could you tell me a little bit about what the libertarians and why, you know, it seemed to her on its face, here's somebody that's like an alien, right? Not anymore, but she said, on its face, it seems what you guys are saying is right on the money. It seems that you make sense. It's all logical. Why don't more people believe that? Why don't more people vote that way? And
they are not of the body.
They're not of the body. That's right. They haven't contributed to the Jimmy Doan show, for one thing. I can tell you that.
Sounds like Lisa is being enlightened.
But it's interesting that she would ask this question. And I'm guessing she was from Thailand. The name was a kind of a Thai name or something. And I thought to myself, well,
Lisa?
Things must really be. No, if you look at the.
Okay.
There's something in there that gives it away. And again, whatever. I'm guessing it's an Asian type thing, whatever.
All right.
But at any rate, I was going to write her back. And
very worldly, Jimmy.
Well, you need to write her back.
Well, you say that, but every time I got started, it just got so wordy, and so I've decided to be real wordy here.
Jimmy, wordy?
Yeah, Jimmy.
No.
Wordy. My
People
letters
don't expect that from you.
No, I know. My letters to the editor, usually started at 300 words, and by the time I cut out the wordiness, it says, shut up. that's what I really meant to say.
Shut up 18 times, and thank
down.
You very
that's
much.
That's right. I've got it down to the essential here. Yes. So anyway, the point was that there's so much to be said about that, and I thought to myself, things must really be bad in her country where she was if she's going to jump into the U.S. pool right at the time that the pool's empty. I mean,
well,
this
it's
is
not empty, Jimmy.
It's pretty
you know,
close. I mean, you
no,
didn't think about it.
No.
When I was growing up, you came over here, you jumped in the water, you had a good time, you got polio, but I mean, other than that, it was you could do almost anything you wanted. You could start businesses and so forth. Now the barriers to entry are so huge in a lot of these things, and so there's so many barriers. My point is that,
hey,
that suddenly she's taken the oath on the day that they've decided to go completely bankrupt.
Okay. Well, they got to go. Yeah, bankrupt. Yeah, absolutely.
As on the day that they decided to go, the country decided to go bankrupt. I mean, I'm wondering if you decided to take the oath at exactly the wrong time, and, you know, she'll find out. I mean, she's only like 20 years old. I mean, think about it. She's got, being from that area,
it's
she's probably
wrong,
got 80 years to go in this country if it's going to last that long.
Even better for her. It's never the wrong time.
Jimmy, if you're from anywhere practically in Asia, I mean, unless you're from Japan or you're a rich person in China or Korea or someplace, I mean, this has got to be, there's still tons and tons of freedoms, and the country is not that bad. I mean, this whole, quote, crisis, unquote, is really going to be created by what the government has done to react to it. I mean, they should have just let the subprime thing go away.
Obviously.
It would have been
fine.
Well,
the whole thing is they got this mythology, which they've convinced so many people, this thing called too big to fail. And, of course, there is no such thing. I mean, nothing is too big to fail.
And as long as they keep the money from circulating through, then they're just going to stagnate.
Well, of course, they're going to depreciate the money, so it's worth it. It's going to be like Zimbabwe, for God's sakes, you know,
right,
where you got a $1 trillion note. Didn't you get one on eBay?
Even so, that hadn't happened yet.
What's that?
Didn't you get one of those $1 trillion notes or something on eBay? From Zimbabwe. I thought that was
that was awesome. From Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Well, I got a check. Remember the one time? Remember I won the North American lottery?
Is that right? What?
I won the North American lottery one time.
And?
And they sent me a check.
And?
All I had to do was cash it.
And?
I didn't cash it.
Okay, I'm confused.
It's one of those Zimbabwe scams? Or
yeah,
what?
One of those. It came from Canada, actually. But it was the North. Yeah, it was
Canada.
North.
Just deposit $200 in this account.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then you can withdraw $2,000.
I still have a check and draw it at work.
Should have so opened
it
up.
It was like a $6,800 check that to help me get for my immediate needs. And then they would give me the bigger check, you know, as soon as I deposited that.
Okay, but so why didn't you do it?
Because it seemed too good to be true, Jimmy.
Well, I would have been tempted to open up a separate, you know, like you do on your emails, you know, a Hotmail account or something like that where you deposit.
No, I didn't think I wanted to. I didn't have time to deal with that.
For $6,800, I can appreciate that.
No.
Well, so I think Lisa's made a good choice coming here, and I think she'll do fine. And I think she's obviously wise in the fact that she's figured out that the two parties are really so close that you can get a guy like Arlen Specter can just jump to the other side.
For the second time. he's like a damn yo-yo.
Well, but admit
he started off as a Democrat, went to Republican when he couldn't do that, and now he's been, and of course they stripped his butt from seeing all the seniority. They nailed him.
Well, wasn't he was a Republican for 20 years.
Yeah, but he was a Democrat before that.
Right,
Switched to be a Republican for the same reason he switched back to be a Democrat.
It was good to be a Republican for the last
time. He was a rhino, so, you know, Republican in name only.
That's right.
So the thing is, welcome. Yeah, for sure. And hope she's hot.
Lisa, yay, Lisa. Woo.
Lisa, we're not really this sexist, piggish, male chauvinistic.
We're not?
All the time. Just most of the time.
Just most of the time.
We
okay.
just play this now persona keep, for our.
But we appreciate
man.
The emails. Keep the
no,
emails.
No, we do.
Coming.
We do it. But again, yes. I don't have.
Well, especially the smart
the
ones.
The thing is, I didn't have a concise little snappy answer in my repertoire here to end it. I did want to acknowledge that you've done. Okay.
Well, we also got a letter from Angie, no last name, from Fargo, too.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, yes,
you have to say to
Fargo,
she
don't you say.
don't
it
you
was
know.
About the man who stole a wallet and used his EBT card to pay for his groceries.
Yeah,
and
they...
The Department of Human Services wouldn't release his
name. What's an EBT card?
It's a...
Some kind of a food
welfare?
Stamp card, yeah.
Okay, welfare.
Yeah. And so the guy... What happened was, as this thief was stealing this person's stuff... right at the checkout, the thief, in order to pay for their own stuff, swiped their card. In other words, they pickpocketed the guy next to him, swiped his card, and then left. And so they checked the video camera, and they could see clearly that this was the guy that stole the guy next to his stuff. And,
card, right. Wallet, right.
And?
But when so the Publix, of course, goes to the people who issued this card and say, we need to get, you know, user number 26754325792A, and they said, sorry, that's confidential.
So they couldn't give out who actually used it.
And they told them, go get a judge's order, and we'll turn them down. Now, see, at this point, I'd have called their bluff on that. Because, yeah. I mean, when you walk in there with a judge's order, people get in line.
All yeah, right, so what was the final
So did Publix get their money?
What was the outcome here?
Well, it wasn't Publix that got ripped off. It was the guy. It was the customer.
Oh, the welfare guy.
No. Well, the welfare guy ripped off.
The guy who got his pocket picked got ripped off.
The welfare guy was the pickpocket.
Oh!
The welfare guy pickpockets the guy next to him in line.
You mean the
And
people?
Then the welfare guy uses his welfare card to buy his welfare groceries.
Okay.
And then leaves. And so nobody sees this until they review the video camera and they see the welfare guy clearly like reach over and grab the guy's wallet and take it. And then like swipe his card and walk out.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So they knew exactly who the criminal was. And we're not going to tell you because he's on welfare.
Right.
Okay. For privacy. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I can't believe someone on welfare is committing crime.
No, that is
unbelievable.
Yeah. No, that is.
I mean, we are helping them out, and they're committing crimes.
Still, you know that. Talk about biting the hand that feeds you.
It's no, just,
I'll tell you what. Let's take a real quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay,
we'll be right back. The Jimmy Dolan.
I was going to talk about the Maryland.
Well, you can talk about that.
Protect
as
the homeless under the hate crime.
You can talk about it in 18 seconds. I'm not even going to play the ad for us.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, buy this.
That'll be 5 minutes.
It's the Jimmy Dolan Show.
And we're back. What did you want to talk about, Jimmy?
That was so long ago.
A good product, too. I tell you, they don't get any better than that. We're talking about the homeless people a little bit here just in the last segment.
We love the homeless.
Maryland becomes the first state in the nation to protect homeless people under the hate crimes law.
Oh.
Now, it turns out that...
They're a class now.
Well, they're a class. That's right. Such attacks on the homeless are becoming more common. Advocates for the homeless say more than 800 homeless people have been violently attacked in the U.S. in the past decade.
Wait, this is the
United States of America. What do you think about it? There's like 3 million homeless, supposedly, as somebody said. I don't know, 300, however many there are.
800 of them?
I don't know. 800 in the decade. That's 80 a year. Okay. I mean, do the math. That's like none. Okay. And that's in the entire United States. California, what I like about this is California, Texas, and Ohio are considering similar bills, and legislation has been introduced in Congress. They are going to make pounding on a homeless person a federal crime. Can you imagine? I mean,
I don't believe in federal crimes at any level.
I don't believe in this hate
except
crime.
For conspiracy at the very top level types of things. But
well, this is
certainly not this kind of stuff.
Another classic example. They're trying to penalize. They're trying to punish you not for what you've done, but what you're thinking.
Well, no, this is just...
No, they expand... We talked about this before. The hate crimes are either a crime or it's not a crime, and then you add extenuating circumstances that you didn't like the guy or girl or homo or whatever it was.
You can do that. I mean, there's nothing about... it's the difference between, you know, you beat him with a little bat or you beat him with a big bat. You know, it makes a little difference.
Wood or aluminum?
Yeah.
I mean, depleted uranium?
Yeah, it's a nice.
Do we have a good bat sound over there?
You're a baseball player,
you know.
But I mean that actually is. I see that as a little different. That is to say, a big. You're talking about physical objects here. Either you have a gun or a bat or a knife or something. Those are different.
Right.
But whether you don't like the guy, I mean, like.
Well, it shouldn't be a big aggravator. I mean, what they're going to do is they're going to use it to bump it up like one level or something. You know, in the state of Florida, we've got 10 levels. We have 10 levels of crime, and basically you can commit a 1 through 7 and avoid prison your first time out. But more and more things are becoming 8s, 9s, and 10s all the time.
Well, of course, what they usually do, I guess, is they charge you with the 8, 9, or 10, and then you plead down.
Well, yeah, but it's 8, 9, or 10 is, well, it used to be real serious stuff. These days, you'd be surprised. Well, everybody knows. You've heard the horror stories. I mean, I've talked about burglary, the new definition of burglary. I've talked about, you know, child abuse, the definition of that. We've talked about the definition of sexual deviancy. I mean, lots more people fall into these categories than you would normally think.
Yeah,
was it like shooting a Stinger missile at somebody the same as like throwing a can of beer at them?
Well, yeah, I mean, they charge you if you throw like a can of beer at somebody in their car or something. It's, right. It's like hurling a deadly missile.
Right.
Yeah. You know, which, you know, and like what we've talked about, if you have, you know, 4 grams of cocaine on you, which mm-hmm. is like, for those of you who don't.
It's a party.
Right. That's yeah. a party for like two people for like, right. you know, yeah. a night or two nights. And, that's trafficking.
Right.
Just the possession of that is called right. trafficking. You right. know, you would think trafficking would be like a trunkful.
Right.
Or, and actually selling it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, trafficking is, yeah, right. you have enough to, yeah, I guess.
There's all sorts of stuff like that, you know, but so don't get in any trouble.
No. Well, you know, when we were talking about, of course, the homeless people are being beat up and everything, I did notice that they were going to have a lot more homeless on the streets. The ready or not, Katrina victims are going to lose their temporary housing after 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're really
FEMA
upset.
FEMA trailers?
Yeah, the trailers. Well, apparently, it says FEMA wants
cancer
its trailers.
Boxes?
FEMA wants its trailers back, even though it plans to scrap or sell them for a fraction of what it paid for them. They want them back. And they even, apparently some people have offered to buy their trailers, and the FEMA says, no. Yeah,
see, now that I believe.
Liability.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
No, it says FEMA says it's done everything it can to help those in temporary housing, but, as is so often the case when it comes to Katrina issues, the agent's clients give a different account. Duh. You know, FEMA, we've done everything we can, that's just honest to God. Well, what? Who? Where? Oh, those people. Never saw them. Don't know anything. So anyway, they were talking about this one guy here who's doesn't know what he's going to do. His job for the last 4 years has been collecting aluminum cans, but the price of aluminum has dropped from 85 cents a pound to 30 cents a pound.
He's really?
SOL.
Yeah, wow.
I didn't know that. I guess as gold has gone up. Buy gold.
We need a law for that. Protect him.
Yeah, that's right.
That doesn't seem fair.
You know, again, somebody's going to. But I mean, they put off this FEMA trailer thing now 2 or 3 or 4 times. It's like the.
Look, the whole thing's a huge mess.
Well, I mean, of course it is. But I mean, what's interesting is we talked about before, and I think Angie might have sent us some stuff, when they had the flooding up in the Midwest and Iowa and up north and everything. Nobody said, you know, did you read about it? Did you hear it? Was Geraldo there? Nobody. Nothing. They fixed it. You know, the dikes broke.
Right,
you know, if the house is flooded, it's no problem. We'll take care of ourselves.
Right.
And no FEMA, no trailer, no nothing.
What they ought, I mean, the best thing that could happen is another really big hurricane.
You know? We're waiting for it, too. And they said, there's two pieces of bad news. One is they seem to think, now they've been wrong in the last 3 years. Since the 2004, whatever, here in Florida, they've been projecting horrible, devastating hurricanes in Florida. And we've had nothing. I mean, zip, zero. This year, they've told us.
I saw
us,
a dust devil.
Yeah, that's about it. Mm-hmm. And this year, they're projecting a very low incidence of hurricanes.
Stock up now.
Calm year. Right. Yeah, that's right. Buy your canned goods today,
well,
folks.
Well, we really haven't had anything in 3 or 4 years, and I know statistically that doesn't mean jack, but.
Yes?
But still. I'm expecting one.
Well, what's interesting, of course, here in Florida is that after the 2004, we had the 3 in a row here that just smacked in, and they still got blue tarps on some of those places down in Coral, whatever it is.
We had a few bad years.
But what they did is the state of Florida decided to, as they always do, the taxpayer is going to insure everybody against damage. So they set up the CAT fund to compete with the regular insurance companies who are bailing. I mean, you know, the regular insurance companies, since, I don't know if you remember this, but that's when the housing boom was really in full swing, and these houses that were $30,000 and $40,000 when they were originally insured, at, you know, up worth $1 million on the water, and they got the insurance companies were bailing like crazy, and so the state of Florida, Charlie Crist, and everybody decided, well, the taxpayers will be on the hook for this, and they set up something called the CAT Fund, which stands for catastrophic, and they were going to fund this. They were going to fund this with some extra, I don't know, some stamp money or whatever it was. And they figured they'd have the fund all built up to take care of any possible thing within about 2 or 3 years if we didn't have any hurricanes. Well, we haven't. Mm-hmm. Turns out that the CAT fund's got no money in it, practically. They spent it all on who knows what. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah.
You know, as PJ O'Rourke always says, money is to politicians like dung is to horseflies. I mean, you just can't, they can't stay away from it. They just have to spend it. So the cat fund, if we do have a big fat hurricane, the cat fund's gonna, the taxpayer's gonna be on the hook. Well, the way it works is, it's really kind of cool. That's money was supposed to be like in the bank. And we were supposed to have stored it all up, you know, the seven fat years, the seven
interest.
Lean years.
Yeah.
And so when Cape Coral blows down or Fort Lauderdale or something, then this, they were going to write a check out of the cat fund. But just in case, just in the off wild one in a million shot.
Never going to happen
that the cat fund doesn't have quite enough money. Then they're going to have a special assessment on all the citizens of Florida to pay for the damage. And you're thinking, what are you? It reminds me of my condo. You know, when we have
written in the law. Is it just automatic special assessment? Or?
No, what they've said is, I don't know.
It authorizes them to do it.
Yeah, exactly. They can just sit there and say, we've decided to, you know, for 1 year, we're going to raise the sales tax to 15%. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I have no idea.
Right.
So the deal is, and of course, the sales tax is always a lovely one because it's paid. There's 44 million people a year that show up in Florida that don't live here that pay sales tax money. So it's like Alaskan oil, you know, for us. So anyway, and I lost my train of thought.
What about your condo?
Condo, yeah. Well, we have a what do you call it, an escrow amount. You know, we put a condo, pay a condo fee every month, and you have a fee. And that money is literally in the bank. Well, I forget what it was, the pool or something blew up or sunk or whatever it was. And, you know, the
pool sunk.
Something, I don't know, yeah.
And
and sure enough, we got everybody got a bill for $2,800, you know, to do this special. It wasn't covered in the contingency, whatever, you know, we have for the roof and the painting.
Is this condo?
It's in Belize. Not here. Let me put it that way.
Listener Liz invited us to the Bahamas. I guess she got a house down there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
In Nassau.
Can we just sign off now? I'm out of here. Okay, end of show.
Yeah. The music.
Got my mojo.
Wicked.
Okay, yeah. How are we doing on time?
We can take
another really quick break just for the heck of it.
Okay.
All right.
And we'll be right back on the Jimmy Dolan Show. All right, we're back.
Hey. This is good. And a fine product it is, too.
Yes, buy it.
I drank one right a minute ago.
Of course, it was for Little Debbie snort cakes.
Brake fluid.
It was for brake fluid, right. And it tastes good too. That's right.
So, of course, the government always protecting us. Were we moving on to another one? Because I had
there's a couple of things. One is, one of the things that I did find kind of humorous this last week was the... Obama came out with a budget, 1,500 pages long, whatever it is, and Obama decided to use his, I don't know, veto power, something like that, and he's called up, I think, $17 billion worth of cuts that he wants to have in the budget. Well, the budget, now, you understand, is like $3.5 trillion.
$17 billion, huh?
So he's hacking and slashing.
Yeah, slashing, like crazy. Well, what I love this, immediately, here it is, Democrats assail Obama's hit list. Now, this is, you have to understand, this is like a rounding error in the budget that he's decided.
Oh, it's billions of dollars.
I watched the shows this morning, and you'd have thought, again, it was slash and burn. You'd have thought that they were just...
Well, hey, look, you got to figure, there are just dozens of people who are getting tens of millions of dollars through this $12 billion, and those people are pissed, and they're calling their senator that they bought in the last election, and they are... pissed.
That's right.
And so,
$17 billion from 121 different government programs quickly ran into a buzzsaw of opposition on Capitol Hill. Dianne Feinstein, DeKalb, says she's committed to keeping $400 million program that reimburses states for jailing illegal immigrants. She called a total federal responsibility. Representative Mike Ross, D, Arkansas, said he would oppose any cuts in agriculture subsidies because farmers and farm families depend on this federal assistance, which is sad. I mean, that is sad that they do, and
he's
it's
not
a lie,
using
of course.
The core of
and
the
Representative
America?
Maurice Hitchie of D, New York, vowed to force the White House to accept delivery of new presidential helicopter. Obama says he doesn't want, doesn't need. The helicopter program, which costs $835 million a year, supports 800 jobs in Hitchie's district. I think there's a good chance he could save it. So I mean, this is the budget deficit projected to exceed $1.2 trillion next year. And here is $17 billion, and they can't even cut. I mean, you talk about
A pinprick.
It's not even a pinprick. And you'd think, again, this is right out of one of the things I always say, it's right out of...
We are in so much trouble, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Again, Jimmy doesn't care. Jimmy's having fun with this because, you know, we're buying gold and we're going to, when the all hell breaks loose, we'll at least have something. This is right out, though, of Parkinson's Law, and that has to do, we've talked about this on shows in the past, that people can relate to certain sums of money that they can kind of get their head around. And other sums are just, the vastness of it is so huge that it's just a number. It's just a bunch of zeros. You know, what, $3.5 trillion? Nobody knows what $3.5 trillion is, but you damn sure know what, if you've got a budget in your museum of $5 million and you're going to lose $1 million of it, it doesn't take you too long to figure out. You have a real feeling for what the heck's going on. You can get your head around that number. And if somebody says, but this is really going to impact our $3.5 trillion budget, you don't care. I mean, you just, you know, your job is to get the dough, come hell or high water, let it devil take the hindmost and so forth. I think it's kind of interesting. And, of course, what they're doing here locally, I like this part, locally they're projecting a deficit. The headline, this Gainesville Sun, of course, is a mouthpiece. It might as well be called, might as well be Pravda. I mean, it's just for the...
Mullet rapper.
A mullet rapper. And it's a stenographer, it's a reporter for the government. The county is expecting a budget deficit as high as $12 million. Well, the county budget is $300 million plus. It's more than that when you count the schools. It's $500 million. But $12 million, you'd think if the sky is falling. I mean, it's the end of the world. And what they're going to do, guess what they're going to do? Here's
tell us, Jimmy.
The unemployment rate in this county has tripled. The housing prices have dropped by anywhere from 12 to 40%. Everybody's, you know, a lot of incomes have dropped. The hiring has, you know, gone off. I was talking to somebody the other day about trying to get a job. It's murdered everything else. But no problem here. They're going to raise taxes. They are going to make this up.
Yeah. Good
they're
idea.
Not going to cut the spending, by God. We're going to have a tax increase. And it's going to be
interesting. Jimmy, the taxes are there. It's coming. People haven't seen that yet, but the tax increases are coming. The first one you're going to get is going to be the energy tax. You wait and see. That's a
cap and trade business or something like that.
Something. Whatever it is.
Carbon credits.
Carbon credits, man. It's just it's going to hurt. And then
federal tax. You know, well, they've already raised a bunch of fees. I think we talked about this last time.
And local.
Right, across the board. But, I mean, there was in Tallahassee when they did their budget here. They basically, the Tallahassee budget was passed like yesterday or the day before, Friday or Thursday or something. The Florida legislature meets for 2 months every year. It used to meet 1 month every other year when I first got here to Florida. But now they're so busy, they've got to meet that long. And, of course, nothing gets done until the last 24 hours. But what they basically did is they punted. They realized that the whole discussion of the last 2 months is what a horrible thing we're in. We had a $75 or $72 billion budget 3 years ago. They're only going to collect around $65 billion this year. So it's a 10%. It's a 10% haircut. And but in order to even – it should have been even worse. But what they did is they borrowed from the future – they took a bunch of contingency funds. Basically, they punted it into the next legislative session.
It was 4th and 45.
Well, they said, we're not going to take, basically, we're not taking any action. We're not going to do any of the cuts that need to be cut. And it was interesting that one person out of all of them, and it was some Republican from, surprisingly enough, from down south, said, look, and this is what I've always said, well, look, we had a perfect opportunity to level with the citizens of Florida and say, hey, times are tough. We're going to really slash and burn this time. And
no, they did just the opposite. You know?
I know that. And they did just the opposite. But, I mean, here was a perfect, you know, when do you face up and say, we can't afford it? Well, when you don't have the money is a good time as any, as far as I'm concerned.
Definitely.
That seemed to be, we're broke. We're all going to have to, you know, take it on the chin.
This is just and more evidence of the inevitable rolling stone. There's something about the... It's just not, nobody's going to cut the government. The best we can hope for is to contain it and grow around it.
Yeah, you know? Good luck. Well, the thing is to do an end run. You're not going to contain it. The thing is you let it go hog wild someplace on the other side of the field and you go someplace else. It's interesting because at least in the editorial, the Gainesville Sun got their first line of it right, but they never do. I thought there was, for citizens, there isn't much difference between a tax hike and a fee hike. Well, the fees, of course, have gone crazy. They raised the fee. If you want to, well, you were telling me this. Didn't we talk about this last time where in order to respond to a suit?
Right. Now you have to pay a filing fee.
Now you have to pay a filing fee to respond.
Right.
I mean, if somebody sues your ass, it costs you big bucks.
To say,
just to say,
right.
No, I disagree with this.
Right.
I mean,
That's right.
Or else they get a default judgment.
They basically multiplied the money that they receive by like 50%.
Yeah.
Just overnight.
Well, not only that, they have the new fees for the, of course, they're going to do the red lights here, but they have the new fees for speeding and the doubling of the fines through the work. I mean, all that stuff's gone through the
credit. The tolls have gone up all across Orlando.
Yeah,
the tolls,
that's right, yeah.
And they've gone up, if you think about it, they went up from like 75 cents to a dollar. That's 33%.
Yep.
I mean, they've increase. Huge
that's right.
bump.
That's more than inflation. Well, I love this, in this editorial from the Gainesville Sun, the line that struck me was here towards the end. It's not easy, of course, to find a fair way to pay for and balance the cost of government. And here's the money line that I looked at. Deep philosophical differences over the proper scope and purpose of government are hard to resolve. They may be, but they're not. But it's pretty obvious what they are.
Well, it's obvious.
It's been written since John Locke, precisely. And in fact, the Constitution tells you exactly what the proper role is. There's no discussion unless you disagree with the law. I mean, with the Constitution. I mean, it's
That's what they do.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying that here's the Gainesville Sun saying, let's talk about the proper. I'm sorry, it's already been written down. It's been here for 200 years since John Locke, 300 years.
That's their. I've been saying, Jimmy, that's part of their rhetoric. What they've been saying is, well, this is all so confusing because they can't face the argument head on because it's a loser.
Right.
So they step back and say, well, nobody really understands the argument. And it's just the rhetoric of it all.
Well, they are going to pass laws against everything. I noticed here. There's a lawmaker defense imprisoning hostile bloggers. Did you see that? Representative Linda Sanchez responded Wednesday to a threat levels tirade against her proposed legislation outlawing hostile electronic speech.
Ooh.
And she says Congress has no interest in censoring. Well, guess what? It's the Cyberbullying Prevention Act. Can you imagine? I mean, it's bad enough, you know, they have the playground bullying where you actually physically taunt, you know, hit somebody, whatever it is, I guess. Which we used to just let it go when I was a kid. I get beat up enough times. I love this. They
turned out fine.
Well, the point is that this is, they're calling it the Meyer Law, M-E-I-E-R, the 13-year-old. The Meyer suicide is barely a tragedy.
Anything with a name.
No, that's what they want to do, and they're calling it the Meyer Law, and they want to, this is the little girl in the mineshaft. And whoever transmits in interstate or foreign commerce by any communication
double
with the intent
felony.
To coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, and hostile behavior shall be fined under this title or imprisoned by not more than 2 years or both.
Double felony.
The term communication means electronic transmission between or among points specified by the user of information of the user's choosing without change in the form of content of the information is sent and received, and the term electronic means any equipment dependent on electrical power to access an information service, including email, instant messaging, blogs, websites, telephones, and text messages.
Guilty.
This is
guilty.
What is that?
I don't know.
Phone's ringing.
Calling somebody.
Oh, it's EE's phone.
It was an alarm that went off because I watched the space station fly over.
There it is.
And I had it set up.
And did you see it?
Yeah, it was came up almost 90 degrees straight up overhead.
Nice.
Oh, it's so really,
okay. So
again?
So
really
speaking
cool.
of
the next few days, there's going to be great sightings.
Yeah.
Here.
Hey, so before we go to break, we got a few more minutes here. But speaking of laws for everything, you see this new bill? I think this is here in Florida, wasn't it? Requiring children horse riders.
Yes, I saw that.
To wear helmets. Now, this is a law. They're going to make this a law.
A law. If they're under 16.
Well,
if you're 15 and a half and not a jockey, I guess.
Is it
under 16 to require a helmet?
Well, what made me think of this was another name law.
What is it?
I don't. What was
the bill's name for?
It's
Nicole.
A 12-year-old for Nicole Hornstein.
Oh.
12-year-old from Palm Beach County died in 2006 after being thrown from a horse she was riding. She was not wearing a helmet. Of course, you don't know how to ride a horse either. You know, the point is, she probably wasn't wearing tennis shoes either. I mean, what? I don't know. What do you mean? Of course,
It wasn't even a head injury. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, and then the horse stomped on her, and
right.
But here's the deal.
The Hornstein law.
That's right. Under the proposed bill,
Hornstein.
Right, a child to ride a horse without a helmet would be fined $500.
Oh, who? Now, the child will or the parents will?
Again, it says
horse.
Any person who allowed a child
So I guess you and you.
So let me ask you
this. That's right. Mom and dad.
If the child goes outside, mom the 14-year-old runs outside, goes on a public road with the horse, no helmet.
That's right. $500.
And then they go back to the parents, and the parents says, I didn't let her do that. Is that going to be a defense?
$500.
Well, like, what they do is they write the ticket to the kid. And
you know what? You can pay $200 to tell us you didn't do it. If, you know, isn't there a fee to file? They're going to sue you for the $500. You're going to have to go down. We were just talking about this.
This isn't a civil
suit. Oh, this isn't a ticket? Okay.
Yeah, this is just, they hand you the ticket.
You're going to
be fined. Hand the tickets, $500. Please pay, you know. Right.
Okay. You know what, Jimmy? Why don't you try? Let's see what they say.
Get off your horse. We're taking your horse.
They're going to say F you and the horse you rode in.
Yeah, right. No, but I mean, seriously. So this little girl, you know, or whatever it is, or guy.
Right?
You know, he's 14 years old. He's riding the horse on the side of the street in rural, who knows where all, no helmet.
Oh, yeah, no, this is Tavares.
Right, and they pull him over. Okay. So that's right. They pull him over and they say, where's your helmet? And he says, don't got one. Uh-huh. And then,
they say license and registration.
Yeah,
license and registration.
And so
insurance.
They say, I'm going to issue a ticket to the 14-year-old. Now, I mean, there's a lot of things. Here's a minor, okay? What if the minor refuses to take the ticket?
Then they arrest him.
For what?
That's it. They beat him.
They arrest him for resisting arrest or for obstruction of justice or.
But this is a 14-year-old, so they take him off the horse and put the horse and him in handcuffs or what? Yeah.
This is great. This bill is going to make it mandatory.
No, it's mandatory. It passed the Senate 34-3.
That'll rarely happen.
34-3.
Well, I mean, what do you mean rarely? The point is that this is so unbelievable to me. I mean, that they. Horses.
This is horses. I'm with you, Jimmy, but you know, this is a feel good law. Somebody said, oh, little Nicole.
Hornstein.
Little Nicole. In 2006, we had one person die after being thrown off a horse in 2006. Therefore, we need a statewide law.
You want to see what's going to be a law
protect
next?
Protect the people.
Open up the almanac, okay, and look at the greatest number of deaths per capita in the United States, and whatever has the big numbers by it. There's going to be a law against doing whatever even leads to that or comes close to that.
So that's horse riding. Horse riding is on the list.
Well, you know, it's funny because there's so few for something like horse riding.
I'm slipping in a bathtub. There's a couple of them that you would be blown away at how many people die from it.
No,
I mean, blown away.
Bathtubs can no longer. They have to have a course, you know, a bottom now.
What?
Bathtubs.
You're lying to me.
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding. Remember, I purchased a new bathtub in the last couple of years. So.
No,
you can't get it with smooth bottom. Not the one we want.
You can't be trusted to stand up.
No, absolutely.
No, I understand that.
Soaking wet, for crying out loud.
They don't make a smooth bottom.
Certainly no running anymore. In the bathtub.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they make it
that's
so
right,
that the,
no running.
The hair dryers won't work in the bathroom anymore.
Well, they do. They do have the, what do you call it, that little clicker, that little special
GFI,
right? And that's supposed to protect.
That's right. So you can't accidentally throw the hair dryer in the tub in the bathtub anymore.
Yeah, that joke sucks. Okay,
that's why God invented extension cords if you want to take care of that little lady. So no, there was something else that occurred to me when you were talking about the bathtubs. The low flow toilets, of course, which you have to flush two or three times. Although I understand they've licked that, but the other thing that I like, which I have. So we'll say this: you cannot buy a shower head without the restrictor in it.
That's right.
But you can it turns really funny. I went over to Home Depot because I like my shower, and I wanted to buy a new shower head that you could pop that thing out. It turns out that some shower heads just like welded in,
right?
Oh, okay.
And there are some that you can actually take the shower head apart and pop that little restrictor out. But the guy, I asked the guy, I said, "Well, which ones of these do you think you?" He says, "I can't tell you."
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not allowed to tell you. I mean, I would be fined and sent to jail if I told you which one. And then, of course, as he walks down the aisle, his elbow nicks one and it falls on the floor. Oh, my God, look at this. What is it? How did that get there?
It's your aura. It's pulling it off the shelf.
It just flew off the shelf. And Fritz, I, it looks like it's damaged now. You know, maybe you can get a break on that one. Needless to say, the flow in my shower is substantial. I'm here to tell you, I can drain that hot water tank in. No, that's why I have gas heat, too. I'll tell you, it keeps it going. I can take a shower that would... I mean, it's a prune shower. I end up there. I get out of there looking even prunier than I normally look.
Prune.
Well, Jimmy,
let's take a... Okay, you want to...
Finish up. Take a quick break and.
Yeah, no, I was just saying in terms of causes of death.
Finishing up on this. Yeah, causes. What's the number one?
Broomsticks. I mean, I forget what it is.
Broomsticks. Yeah.
Well, you know, that was one of the big things because the number of people that die from cancer and heart attack are, you know, in the hundreds of thousands.
Right. Well, that's why I keep saying what's coming is the law against cholesterol and that kind of stuff. You know, the law
against suicide, the suicide tax. Hey,
you
right.
You can't kill yourself.
That's right. We charge you for the cleanup and then some. Yep. That's right.
Administrative.
Remember the Saturday Night Live skit? He was like, hey, maybe he was standing up there with the jumper and he was trying to convince him to leave his jacket closed. Like zip, you keep leave your jacket closed. From the jumper standing on the building?
No, I didn't see it.
You know, you're looking at me like, you know, so it keeps all the body parts together there.
Right.
That's what he's saying. So he's like, hey, if you would, put your hood on. But before you jump, no, go ahead and zip it up all the way. Oh, yeah, good.
That'll help the cleanup.
That's right. Keeps it all together. So, all right, well, let's take a little break.
Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and then we'll take a big break. We'll be right back.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
And we're back.
Hey. All right, well, two things I think that are interesting, and again, we've talked about this to some extent, because gambling, very often people are against gambling because it's immoral. We have, of course, some Indian reservations here in town that they cut a deal. They cut a deal that expanded some of the gambling, I think, on the Indian reservations in exchange for raising the price of cigarettes by a dollar or something like that. But I thought this
is a
novel effort in Minnesota seeks ISP gambling block.
Where is this, Minnesota?
In Minnesota. They want Minnesota asks ISPs to cut access to gambling sites, treading new legal ground.
What?
Minnesota officials are trying to a novel tactic block online gambling sites using federal law that enables restrictions on phone calls used for wagering. Uh-huh. And they have asked the 11 internet service providers to block access to 200 online gambling sites. And they cite a federal law.
Got to protect us from ourselves.
Exactly. The whole point is this. I'm sure that Minnesota is either part of the Powerball or they got their own lottery or whatever it is, but... Can't stand the competition. Can't stand the competition.
That's just unbelievable.
You might be addicted to gambling, but it's okay if it's our gambling.
Gambling, right.
So they're going to ask, can you imagine? They're going to ask the internet service providers to so that when you sign on to, you know, Belize or Andorra or whatever it is gambling, because it's offshore because it's illegal here, that it'll come up and say 404 not found or something like that. I mean, it's stunning to me. So the lengths when the hypocrisy is mind-boggling. I mean, the hypocrisy is beyond belief. Gambling is bad for you. And because the odds are, I suppose, over the gambling thing. And of course, the market figures it out. You know, there was that guy that cheated, found a way into the thing, but he got caught, and you know, some people lost some money. But there was like a couple of hundred people in Minnesota, here in Florida at least. And I want to talk about the guy that won the Powerball jackpot, but in Maryland. But the point is that here in Florida, the Powerball is up to 131 million and the regular is up to a couple of million. But the odds of winning are like zero. I mean, you know, one person in a million.
They suck.
It sucks. I mean, you would never, as I say, a mafia don would love to own the odds that the Florida lottery gives because it's such a scam.
It's a total scam. You know, we sit here
and they take half of it back after you win it anyway.
Right.
Right. Well, I was going to talk about that. This guy that won, I want to talk about that in the next segment. I'll just finish up on the guy that won the 176 million or whatever it was, 131 million. But the point is that they have to keep changing here in Florida. They have to keep changing the games because even stupid people figure it out. But the simple fact is when they talk about regressive taxes, and I have no problem with this because poor people don't pay their share anyway. But the bottom line is that almost all of that money comes from people that don't have a clue. I mean, they're not too bright. And bright people don't, as I say, they don't buy
like
the tickets
that.
Because they know it's a losing deal. So who do they sell to? They're selling to people who aren't too bright and who don't have any money,
right.
Who actually cannot afford
to do
gamble.
It. Right.
I mean, how immoral can you get?
Right.
First of all, you say gambling is bad.
Yeah.
We're not going to allow you to have good odds. So
it just proves that it's really not
crappy odds. And oh, by the way, We love you, poor people.
Look, yeah. It just goes to prove and show that gambling is really not illegal. You have to let an adult American, free person, do what they want to do. They gamble with their lives every day. You cannot be responsible. The state cannot be responsible for everybody's life.
They're not going to try it. The Matrix is on its way.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, it's just another area, and when they legalize their own gambling, they're really sanctioning that type of activity.
You would think so. Again, you would think, because we have Parimutuel, we have the dogs, the horses, and so forth here.
Sure.
But, I mean, you would think that just by on its face, you would say, hey, gambling is, obviously you think that gambling, because it's state-sponsored, right? So why can't I have mine? I wonder what they actually say. Well, because it promotes crime and prostitution. What they say is,
look, we use all the revenues for education.
Well, of course.
And positive other things.
I mean, positive things. And you're just going to take the money and spend it on.
Right.
We don't know.
Selfish things.
Selfish things, right. You greedy person.
Right.
We're not greedy.
No, we're
doing
this.
This is for education. And look at our education system. Look how well we're doing. And look, we're sponsoring the Bright Future.
Well, we don't have enough money,
we can't
Jimmy.
Fund that anymore.
Really, look.
We're going to do the, we can't do that anymore.
Look, everything that we do is benevolent because we're
noble people.
Right.
We're holier than thou.
Well, yeah. I mean
we're obviously, I got elected, but I have here, if you got elected locally, you have at least 40,000 friends who love you, or at least they don't love, they like you. They dislike you less than the other guy,
right?
Which is close enough.
Well, that's the same thing as
and
love.
And I get to ride in the homecoming parade.
From a political standpoint, that's the same thing as love, which means that you have a mandate.
Yeah, a mandate. And I mean, it's amazing to me how they can get a mandate with 12% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because only 24% people voted, and so that they get half plus one, and now it's a mandate.
Who was it that said the lottery was a tax on people that were bad at math?
I don't know, but it's, I mean, let me tell you, it's more than that. I mean, it's, they're bad at everything. They're certainly bad at saving money.
We got a lot more to talk about. We'll be back on part two of the Jimmy Doan Show.
Yeah, Jimmy Doan. It must be magic how inside your eyes I see my destiny. Every time we kiss, I feel you breathe your love so deep inside me. If the moon and stars should fall, they'd be easy to replace. I would lift you up to heaven, and you would take their place. When I saw them, when I opened up the door, I saw them. My heart just spilled onto the floor. And I didn't need to see his face. I saw yours. I saw red and I closed the door. I don't think I'm gonna love you anymore. Part of me. We've opened up the door to it so many people never find the key. And if the sun should ever fail to send this light, we would burn 1,000 candles and make everything alright. When I saw red, when I opened up the door, I my heart just spilled onto the floor. And I didn't need to see his face. I saw yours. I saw red and I closed.